In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I am grateful for many things in my life. One of the things I am especially grateful for are the experiences of travel I had when I was younger. My stepfather is a college professor, and for most of the summers when I was growing up, he would lead study tours to different European countries. The experience of traveling to other countries to encounter other cultures and people is a great gift that I wish everyone had the opportunity to experience. I hope that Kim and I are able to give that gift to our children as they grow older. Travel is a gift because you get to experience firsthand the diversity that is the human family. You experience different ways of living out daily life, different ways of viewing the world. You get to witness for yourself just how vast and beautiful this human family of ours is. Walk the streets of a foreign city and you will see and hear and taste and smell and feel things that are new and wonderful. These experiences can be intoxicating. They can also be disorienting and even overwhelming. Along with experiencing all these new and wonderful things, you start to miss and crave the familiar, especially the familiar sound of your own native language. Being surrounded by people who speak in another tongue that you yourself do not speak can be isolating. You would be surprised how much you can get by with just a few words or broken phrases with a measured hand gesture or facial expression. But all the context and nuance and subtlety of real communication is closed off. You can feel like you are stranded on an island surrounded by a sea of foreign words. It's amazing how attuned your ear becomes to picking up your native language in these situations. I can remember so many times when I would hear above the street noise or the sounds of nature, piercing through the conversations of a foreign language, I can remember distinctly hearing the sound of English being spoken. Like a bell being rung, you know it and recognize it right away. And all of a sudden, that island does not seem so small or isolated. I imagine that my brief and small experiences like this are just a pale shade of what the disciples and the gathered crowds experienced on that first Pentecost. Just imagine what it was like for these people to have their experience. All of these people who had found themselves on different islands of isolation. Who knows how long it had been since they had heard their mother tongue being spoken? Who knows how long it had been since they had been able to have a conversation? A real conversation with all of its complexities, nuance, and subtleties. Now, over an ocean of isolation and confusion, the Holy Spirit is ringing a bell. It is calling out to each of them. It is bringing them closer together in a way that they never could have done on their own. This is just one of the gifts of Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit we remember today. When the Holy Spirit descended with a loud noise like a violent wind and appeared on the disciples like tongues of fire. This gift of the Holy Spirit was a noisy and visibly stunning event which turned the frightened disciples into bold proclaimers of the gospel. The Holy Spirit we meet in Pentecost blows the doors off the building, lights up the room like a fireworks display, and has the disciples speaking such strange and wonderful things that the crowd is left bewildered and astounded. Some of them must have wondered if they and the disciples had gone crazy. Some people openly wonder if they are drunk. Loud wind and flaming tongues are not the only gift of Pentecost. Pentecost is a traditional feast day to baptize new members into God's Holy Church. In a few short moments, we will ourselves witness another moment and gift of the Holy Spirit, no less astounding and wondrous than what the disciples experienced on their own Pentecost. When water is poured on a person's head, we are making the astounding claim that the triune God, the creator of heaven and earth, is claiming this person as God's beloved child, uniting them to Christ in his death and resurrection, filling them with the Holy Spirit and sending them out with gifts that can turn the world upside down. God in baptism is pouring out the Holy Spirit upon children and adults in order to resist evil, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ, to seek and serve Christ in all persons, to strive for justice and peace among all people. It is astounding. It is bewildering. It is crazy talk. But in baptism and in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, God uses fragile, fallible human beings to forgive sins and to bring about his kingdom of justice, mercy, and peace. This is a strange and wondrous gift. As much as I would like everyone to have the gift of traveling the world, I want more for everyone to have the gift of baptism, because it is a true gift from God. It makes us a part of, a vital part of a story, of a reality that is so much larger than any one person. In baptism, the water that flows over our heads from the font comes from the same creative hand that God used to create the oceans and the rivers and lakes. The life of Jesus Christ that we are baptized into connects us to the miracle of his birth, when heaven and earth were joined and God incarnate lived and moved among us. It gives us a seat at the table when Jesus broke bread with sinners, or told his closest followers that the bread he was breaking for them was his body, that the wine he was pouring out for them was his blood. Baptism shows us that the cross is not a symbol of death, but points us to the empty tomb and points us to the life of salvation God is offering us. It sets us in the midst of the disciples as the winds swirl and rush, as the flames burn and dance. It places us squarely next to them and calls us to go out in the world and to be about God's business, to be about hope, to be about love, to be about mercy. On Pentecost, we celebrate the wondrous and astounding gifts of the Holy Spirit. Rushing wind and burning flames, flowing water and baptismal covenant, a people made one in spirit, made one in body, made into one holy church. For these gifts I am grateful and I am thankful to God. Amen.